After a game like last weekend with Jay as sort of a stabilizing force in his offense, how do you expect him to respond after a loss and a game like last weekend?
He'll you know, respond like he has always responded when going through adversity. He'll come back better. He's going to look at the film and figure out, just like everybody, you know, figure out what mistakes we did out there on Sunday and fix them. And, the key part is just not to make those mistakes again. And, he's in early studying, and I know he wants to, everybody wants to play well and make this offense go. So we know that we can play better than what we did on Sunday. So we plan to do that.
What was the biggest challenge Sunday with so many moving parts, you know, stars on the line, stars at receiver, a lot of shuffling going on for an offense? What's the most difficult part of adapting on the fly like that?
The shuffling around part, I mean, there's capable guys to step in, but, I mean, it's even a mind frame. You know, you're going into the first game, probably guys are probably thinking, they're just, in the step in if someone, maybe hurt something and then they go back in, but not out for the game or anything like that. So guys had to step in and play a whole half, basically, and, it just gets tough. It's always tough when you got moving parts around everywhere with an offense, and, it gets difficult to do that because, rhythm of the offense and cohesion and that type of stuff. So that part is difficult, but at the same time, in this sport, they always say next man up, so it is really got to be like that.
And so moving forward, how much faith do you have a whole week to prepare?
What?
These guys, how much more confident
we're that much more confident, with them being able to practice with us in the first group and stuff like that. So those guys did get a lot of reps in the preseason. De La Puente, he was out for a little bit with an injury during the preseason, but Mike Ola, he definitely got a lot of reps out there got a lot of reps out there on Sunday too. So I expect them to be, fully prepared and ready to go.
Matt, what do you remember about Kaepernick? His first ever start was against you guys.
What I remember about it?
Yeah.
Wasn't a good day for us.
Yeah. Do you remember looking around and going, who is this guy?
I knew who he was before. Just heard about him when he came out of college from Nevada, I believe. And I knew he was a running type of quarterback. And, he gave us fits that day. And didn't help that we couldn't really move the ball that day either. So, this time around, hopefully we can change that.
Matt, San Francisco has been traditionally a tough team to run against, but Dallas got about 5 yards of carry. How much encouragement does that give you guys?
They're always going to be tough to run against, and I bet they're, probably harping on stopping the run this week. Just because of, they gave up, I guess, 100-yard running back last week with DeMarco. So, you can say it's encouraging, but they're going to go and work on stopping that. So we have to, work a lot harder this week in establishing the running game so that we can, not let them pin their ears back and, rush the passer on us.
Do you feel like that makes you get, you had last week 17 carries but about 9? They think you got targeted with 9 times.
I want the ball every play. No, I'm just playing. I mean, is 17 carries, it's not a whole lot, but, I'm just used to getting in the 20, low 20s, upper 20, mid 20 area carries, where, you can really, really wear a defense down. But when you get, catches like that, it's kind of like an extended handoff sometimes with screens and stuff like that. So, it was a good mix, I would say.
Do you think with the receivers who are down, does it limit you guys offensively, or are there things that the other guys can do that maybe we haven't seen?
You're limited somewhat, in the type of players that those guys are, and their body size. So, but this offense is still the same offense, and, it's going to work. If we execute the blocking right, the blocking schemes right, and run the routes right, the route concepts and stuff like that. So it really doesn't change it, that much or alter it that much. But, it does alter the, timing sometimes. Guys run routes differently. They don't run exactly, they're not computer parts out there where they can just, be robots and run the same exact route every time. So it's supposed to be like that, but guys have different body styles. They run, Brandon, and especially Brandon, he's a savvy, receiver where he knows how to work DBs and on their technique and stuff like that. Or, you know, a younger guy may not know how to do that. So that's where you get a little bit of the difference from.
If Brandon or Alshon is out, does it put more pressure on you in the offense?
I think we got a lot of pressure on ourselves anyway. You know, it's going to be an away game, new stadium for them, and, you know, they're going to be hyped up and all that stuff. And a couple of major parts on the offensive line missing with Roberto and Matt Slauson. So, you know, we got a lot of pressure on us already to, you know, be able to have to move the ball and keep their offense off of the field. Because, you know, if their offense is off the field, you know, we got to put up the points and, you know, hold them to, you know, keep them off as long as possible. Because, you know, we all know they have a pretty good offense too.
Whatever of that fault on you, are you fine with that? Does that bother you? Having
doesn't bother me at all. You know, I'd rather have pressure on us.
Matt, do you find that your timing changes with new offensive linemen as far as reading their blocks and how they get to their blocks compared to a guy like Slauson or Garza?
Not really. They are in the film room, and I'm pretty sure that those guys are giving them, you know, advice in their ear on, you know, how to make the running game go and what they do and what they see out there. But at the same time, the blocking schemes are set up the same way, so it won't really throw the timing off. I mean, a guy's technique may be different, or he may do something differently, but the timing, as far as a run, I don't think it's thrown off.
Matt, the third and one you guys were able to convert on the ground, I think it was the fourth quarter on the toss left. Mm-hmm. That's a play you guys have had success with in the past. What's the key to getting that right?
The key to getting that right is, I'd say, timing, as well as, you know, having receivers, you know, that want to block and are able to do that. You know, this ugly guy right here is one of those main parts in that, and you know, for him to be able to block a DN is, you know, major. So that means that we can get a bigger guy on a smaller guy. You know, for having an athletic tackle to be able to pull out there, and so. You know, timing of that play, you know, as soon as the toss is, you know, pitched out there, when I catch it, you know, the defense is kind of behind the play already. So, you know, that's kind of an advantage for us, you know, especially being like a third and one. You don't really have to have a huge hole to get that.
You got to have a feel for Bushrod on that, right, too?
He's out in open space, and I kind of just have to set up his block.
What did you think when you heard that the league may have had the Ray Rice tape?
What did I think about that?
Yeah, what were your thoughts when you heard that may happen?
No thoughts, really.